You are listening to the audio production of 1 Timothy, A Strong Man is Courageous, a 30-day devotional by Vince Miller, published by David C. Cook. This book is read by the author. To every man looking for a great mentor, the Apostle Paul was one of the best. Learn from him and be courageous. Introduction. Timothy was a young man known for being timid. But 1 Timothy is a letter from his mentor that would help him turn a corner. Encouraged and mentored by the great Apostle Paul in this letter, Timothy would experience the leadership challenge of his life. Back in the first century AD, Timothy served as pastor in the metropolis of Ephesus, where Paul had planted a church years before. Due to unbiblical ideologies and practices that had infiltrated the church, this congregation was now in doctrinal and organizational disrepair. And Paul, who could not travel there in person, wanted Timothy to get the church back on track. This meant Timothy would have to ask some powerful people to step down and to call some new, qualified leaders to step up. It also meant directing people back to the truth by dispelling bad doctrine and returning to the sound teaching of Jesus. This was an unbelievable challenge for a young leader. As you will see, Paul pushed Timothy to engage. This letter is that undeniable push and clarity about what to do. The book of 1 Timothy brings into focus the importance of mentors and the critical nature of faithful discipleship. I hope as you read these devotions that you will be convinced to do the same and to mentor or be mentored in the gospel by those around you who follow Jesus. We need to be actively engaged in mentorship and discipleship in our homes, workplaces, and churches. Without this, the church in Ephesus would have been lost, and so would the church today. We live in a day when it's critical that we disciple the next generation. So be mentored and mentor others. And in the words of Paul, fight the good fight of the faith. Identity commanded. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by command of God, our Savior, and of Christ Jesus, our hope. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 1. Who was Paul? Paul was a man who used to be known as Saul. In the book of Acts, we discover that Saul was a high-ranking, wealthy, and well-educated Jewish man, a Pharisee, and one of the most vigorous opponents of Jesus and his followers. History tells us that Saul was so adamantly opposed to believers in Jesus and his resurrection that he found ways to justify malicious imprisoning, beating, and killing of Christians. This is a description of a strong opponent. Yet even as Saul was in the process of hunting down followers of Christ, the resurrected Jesus was planning to confront him. Because of this dramatic, supernatural confrontation, Saul was radically transformed into a follower of Jesus. He would then go on to become one of history's greatest proponents of the faith. And to mark this change in himself, he took a different name, Paul. In fact, his transformation was so radical that his former allies, the Jewish religious leaders, had a hard time believing it. And so did his new Christian allies. Paul would spend years reconciling the tenets of the Jewish faith with the issues that arose from his newfound belief and identity in Jesus. One of the great challenges Christian men encounter is knowing how to live out their identity in Jesus Christ. It was true in Paul's time, and it's just as true in ours. While Christians in the West have seen gains in some areas, we've also experienced setbacks. Humans tend to come up with endless ways to throw off authority, especially God's. People on all parts of the political spectrum are feeling threatened, and this affects how we talk about, live out, and find our way to knowing our identity in Christ. But as Paul said in another letter, I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes. Romans chapter 1, verse 16. This was an important declaration by Paul regarding
Sample complete. Ready to continue?